Are you having a lie down?
Poosh. And then poosh.
Yes. Are you putting Poe to bed, are you? Mm. Has Poe had a busy day like you?
Yeah.
No. Well, you must think she's quite tired if you're taking her to bed.
Yeah, no.
You want Lala to have a lie down as well?
Yeah.
And Dipsy. Oh, yeah.
No!
What's she doing? Pressing Lala's tummy and she's talking?
No.
No, that wasn't Lala. That was Dipsy, wasn't it? Silly Mummy. Mummy got that wrong, didn't she? Did Mummy get that wrong? We've not been in very long today, have we?
No.
Shh. Have we been out today to see your friend Bethany?
No.
I think we have.
Baby.
Yes, you thought she was a baby, but actually she's the same age as you.
And you... Sue.
No, not as Sue, as you. The same age as you, Thomas. And we went with Isabel, didn't we? And Isabel's the same age as you. Well, Isabel's a couple of months older.
No.
No, neither Poe or Dipsy have their voices, do they? Because Mummy unzipped their backs and magicked away their voice boxes. You wait and see. I bet in about an hour's time, Dipsy and Poe will be able to talk again. But just have a little rest. Dipsy and Poe want you to do a lot of talking this afternoon.
And then?
Yes. No, they're not speaking, are they? Dipsy and Poe said, "We won't talk this afternoon because Thomas has to do some talking. For about an hour, Thomas has to do some talking, so we'll keep quiet and let Thomas talk." That's what they said.
And then?
Yes.
No.
No, they won't talk, will they?
Yeah.
You're lying down. Does this mean you want to sleep, eh? Does Thomas want to sleep?
No.
You tell Dipsy and Poe what we've done this morning. We got up early. And we got in the car with Sonia and Isabel.
No.
And we drove to Macclesfield, didn't we?
No!
Do you not remember going in the car?
No.
Sonia had a red car.
Oh.
And you sat in the back with Isabel.
No.
What are you doing, sucking your toes?
Is this?
Well, what do you think it is? What's Mummy told you that's called?
Poo.
No, it's not poo, is it? What is it?
Yes.
Is it nice?
And then,
yes, no, Dipsy won't talk, I've just said. Dipsy and Poe are having a rest from talking because they want you to do some talking.
No,
there's no voice box in Dipsy. It's all gone. So what did we do at Bethany's house? When we arrived, you had a drink of milk. And then you all went out in the garden and they had a lovely sandpit, didn't they? Do you remember playing with buckets and spades?
No!
That's right. What did Mummy say about throwing sand? She said you haven't to throw sand, and you didn't. You were a really good boy, weren't you?
A good boy.
You were a good boy. Mummy was very proud of you. And then after you'd had a play in the sand, you ran round the garden, didn't you? You all chased one another, you and Isabel and Bethany. And then what did we do? Do you remember spreading that big plastic sheet on the grass? Well, we all sat on it, didn't we? And there were some sandwiches.
Yeah.
There was some with brown bread. They had ham. You were there, so you should know as well as I do. And there were some sandwiches made with white bread. Yes, there were. There wasn't any, there was chocolate, but not at the sandwich stage. And then there were some white bread sandwiches with cream cheese. And Mummy and Sonia and Jill had brown bread with smoked salmon and tomatoes. Yes? Oh, are you looking at the colours on the strap? Now, you show Mummy what the straps. What colours are the straps? Are these stripy straps? There's a red stripe, and a blue stripe, and a yellow stripe, and a green stripe. Sounds a bit like the rainbow again, doesn't it? Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. What colours are these?
Brown.
Yellow. And what colour? That is not that, it's green. And we had orange juice and yoghurt. Had a nice strawberry and vanilla yoghurt, didn't you? And then Sonia said, "Is Thomas allowed some Milky Way chocolate?"
"No, chocolate."
And what did Mummy say?
"Chocolate."
She said, "Go on, seeing as he's a special boy." And did you have some chocolate?
"Chocolate."
On a plate?
"No."
You did. We opened the packet and you tipped all the chocolate onto a plate. And you looked at it and then you ate one. And then the other, and then the other. And then you played again. We had to put sun cream on you, didn't we? Because it was very warm. And Mummy had forgotten your sun hat. So did you wear Bethany's sun hat?
No.
It was blue and white check on the inside. And on the outside it was blue and white flowers with a bow. So we turned it inside out because the blue and white checks were better for a little boy, weren't they?
No.
And then we came home.
No.
And here we are, home. And you've not had a sleep today, have you? No, you can't go to sleep now, Thomas. It's quite late. It's nearly 4:30. Look at the clock. Nearly 4:30. Nearly 4:30 and it's tea at 5:00, isn't it?
Tea. Don't know what
we're going to have for tea.
Big bath.
Yes, and then after tea it's a big splash. You can have a big bath. What would you like for tea, my little puppet? Lie here and tell Mum what you fancy for tea. You tell Mum what you fancy for tea.
Cheese, football, big bath.
Cheese, football and big splash.
Football, big bath. Tuesday, big bash.
You want some tea?
And then?
Yes. You haven't got any clothes on, have you?
No.
Because when you came home, you were very grubby because you'd been running around on the grass and in the sandpit. So we've just taken your clothes off and shaken them outside. We've washed your hands and face, haven't we?
No.
We have. Washed your hands and face. And you've now got on the sofa behind Mummy and you're putting Mummy's hair in your ear, and that's always a sign that you're very tired. So perhaps you're too tired to say anything.
Ow, Mummy!
Are you too tired? Oh dear, are you too tired to talk to Mummy?
No!
And what else have we done?
Poo.
Poo? We've taken all your clothes off, haven't we? You're running around with nothing on.
Nope.
And what have we got here? Steady, you're going to tumble. What's this?
What's this?
Ooh. It's Thomas's potty. Isn't it? Because you've been using this potty for a little while now, haven't you? We still have to put nappies on you. Because we're not quite there yet, are we?
Be there.
Yes, on the front of the potty. Look at the picture. Do you see that shape? That's an oval.
Beaver!
Do you remember we had round? Yeah. We had round and circles like the wheels on the bus going round and round. But this is an oval. And in the oval picture, it shows a teddy bear with a toothbrush and some toothpaste and a towel slung over his shoulder. And he's brushing his teeth. And what colour is the wash basin? It's blue like ours upstairs.
And then?
Yes?
Blue.
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 And what's he got in his hand? What's he got in his hand? Has he got a red toothbrush? Has the teddy got a red toothbrush in his hand? Don't see.
No.
No.
Oh, Lennon.
Oh, Thomas, are you tired, darling?
Lennon?
Yes. Are you too tired to talk? I don't believe it. Come on, let's put the potty on the floor now. You show Mummy what you do. You show Mummy what you do. Or you run round it.
Yes.
That's a little orange man.
And then?
Yes. It's a little orange man, isn't it? And then? Shall we sit Dipsy on the potty?
Go. Poo. 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 Poo.
Poo. Poo. You want Poo to sit on the potty? So be gentle with her. Be gentle.
And then?
Yes.
And this?
It's a little orange man. He's got a big tummy, hasn't he? Has the orange man got a big tummy?
And then?
Yes. Does the orange man want to sit on the potty, Thomas?
No.
Go.
And then, how's this?
We've got some storybooks, haven't we, about potty training?
No.
Do you remember the story about Grandma arriving?
And then, how's this?
It's the little orange man. Grandma arrived at Lulu's house.
No.
And she brought a potty with her. And on the front of your potty, there's a picture of a teddy bear. But on the front of Lulu's potty, there was a picture of a duck. And Lulu had never seen a potty before. She didn't know what it was.
What's this?
And she thought Grandma's bought her a nice present. And she had the duck on the front.
What's this?
It's an orange man. Is the orange man talking to you?
And then?
Yes, when you press his tummy, does he make a whistling noise? So Lulu thought perhaps she should keep her toys in the potty, so she put all sorts of building bricks in the potty. And then she tipped the building bricks out, and she made a bed for her dolly.
New news.
Just like Poe is lying in the potty now, Lulu put her dolly in the potty. And when Lulu's friend Max came to play... You're trying to get to the truck where the building breaks, but it's trapped because Lulu's there. Be careful because you haven't got anything on your feet. And Max laughed at Lulu, didn't he? And he said, why have you got your toys in the I'll show you what it's for. And then Lulu realised, didn't she?
Oh dear,
this is the green balloon with a picture of Dipsy on it. Dipsy on one side and Dipsy with Dipsy sat on the other. But it's very small, isn't it? Most of the air's come out of it.
What's this?
Building bricks. This is another story, isn't it? Are you going to sit on Mummy's knee? We read this. Because this is all part of the same story, but this is called Where's Max's Potty? It was Saturday morning. Max and his daddy were just finishing breakfast. Max had eaten cereal, eggs, toast and juice. His tummy felt very full. Suddenly he said, "Daddy, need potty, Daddy." "Okay," said his daddy, "let's go and find it." But when they looked in the bathroom, the potty wasn't there. "Is the potty there?"
"No."
"Where's the potty, Maxie?" asked Daddy as he ran up the stairs. "Is it under here?" he wondered, looking under the bed.
"No."
"Yes, so he found a pussycat under the bed. And what else has he found?" "A pair of slippers." "But is the potty under the bed, Thomas?"
"Gosh."
"Is the potty under the bed?"
"No."
"No."
"Did he eat juice?"
"Yes, that's right. At breakfast time, what did he eat?"
"Juice."
"Juice and toast." "Or in here," he said, opening a cupboard. "Is the potty in the cupboard?"
"No."
"No." "Where's the potty, Maxie?" asked Daddy as he ran down the stairs. "Is it in here?" he said, looking in the living room. "Is it in the living room?"
"Mama, a chair."
"A chair? Yes, you can see a picture of a chair and a lamp. But can you see the potty?"
"No."
"No, the potty's not there, is it?" "Or behind here?" he said, looking behind the sofa.
"Steps are down."
"Steps are down? Yes, Daddy's running down the stairs, isn't he?" He ran up the stairs to see if he could find the potty, but it wasn't there, so he's running down the stairs. "Or behind here," he said, looking behind the sofa. But the potty wasn't in any of those places. Then Daddy remembered that Max liked to hide all sorts of things. Yes, that's right. There's a picture here of a washing machine with the door open, and look, what's hanging out of the washing machine door? Keys belonging to Daddy. Back in the kitchen, Daddy said, "Now, Max, where did you hide the potty?" "In the dog's bed? In the flower pot? Show me quickly before it's too late." "What does Mummy say when we're in a hurry?" "Quick, quick." "What does she say?"
"No."
She says, "Quick, quick, we're in a rush," doesn't she?
"We're in a rush."
"What's she say?" "Quick, quick, we're in a rush."
"Oh."
Max got up from the floor. With a big smile, he pointed at the washing machine. Inside the washing machine was the potty, a toy tiger, some wooden bricks, and the car keys.
"My
car keys," said Daddy. Then Max started hopping. "Quick, Daddy, potty," he shouted. And Max sat down on the potty just in time. That's a green book, isn't it? Now, the book Mummy's just read you is blue. The one called Lulu's Surprise that tells about Grandma bringing Lulu a potty and Lulu didn't know what it was, that was a yellow book. And yeah. We just read the blue book that said, "Where's Max's potty?"
Yeah.
Now, the next book is a pink book and it's called Wash Your Hands. Shall we read this one? Wash Your Hands. And you show Mummy things on the picture that you see. Lulu and her mummy are visiting Max's house. After Lulu uses the potty, her mummy says, "Lulu, time to wash your hands now. Then you can play with Max." Now, can you see Lulu and her mummy in the bathroom?
Look.
Look at all the bubbles coming out of the wash basin. Lots of bubbles.
Ooh.
Lots of bubbles.
Ooh.
Did you wash your hands at Bethany's house today?
No.
You did, because you'd all been playing in the sandpit.
No.
And before lunch, we all sat down and washed our hands, didn't we? "Look at you two. Let's wash your hands," said Max's daddy. "Then it's time for lunch." Look, after they've washed their hands, what are they doing? Are they drying their hands on a towel? After lunch, Max and Lulu play in the yard. They decide to plant some flowers. They are having lots of messy fun. Look at the children out in the garden. With the pots and the buckets and the spade and the watering can. That looks like you, Isabel and Bethany, this morning in the sandpit. "Max, put down that snail. Then come and wash your hands," says his daddy.
Me.
"Come and wash your hands," says Lulu's mummy. "Then you can play at dressing up."
"Hush."
"You want to go to sleep?" "You can't go to sleep now, Thomas. It's too near tea time."
Max and Lulu have finished their game. What shall we do now? Asks Lulu. Potty time, says Lulu. Potty time, says Max. What are Max and Lulu doing now? Asks Max's daddy. We'd better go and see, says Lulu's mummy. We're washing our hands, say Max and Lulu. Do you wash your hands, Thomas? Do you wash your hands?
No.
You do? Before meal times, you wash your hands?
No.
No, you don't throw the football at the light. And shall we read this green book? It's called Lulu's a Big Girl Now. Come and sit next to Mummy. And read this, Lulu's a Big Girl Now. Now, where's Lulu in this picture? She's in bed, isn't she? And can you see Lulu's teddy bear? Can you see Lulu's teddy? And her dolly and her slippers? Lulu wakes up very early. Her tummy feels funny. She needs to use the potty.
And then?
Yes?
Sure.
Are you going to sit on your potty now? Are you coming to sit on your potty while we finish this story? She can see her mummy and daddy.
Teacher!
They are still sleeping. Shh! Fluff Rabbit whisps Lulu. Mummy and daddy are asleep. Yes? That's right. Are you just going to sit still on the potty? Decided to get off the potty, have you, and go and play with some building bricks?
No.
That's quite all right, Thomas.
Go!
Stacking all the bricks on top of one another. The po brick, the red brick,
the yellow.
Have you remembered that the other day you made some chairs using Lego? You look as if you're making chairs now. Yes? Are you taking the bricks for a ride in your truck?
Lennon?
Yes? Is that the handle on the truck?
Lennon?
You're running into the balloons on the floor with the truck wheels, aren't you?
No.
Have you noticed something, Thomas? The truck is yellow and green. And what colour are the two balloons on the floor? So what colour are these two balloons on the floor?
Yellow.
They're yellow and green as well, aren't they? Yellow and green.
Yellow.
Yes.
Oh dear. No. No.
Two yellow bricks. How many bricks? How many bricks? Two. Two yellow bricks.
And then.
Thomas.
Lennon?
Yes? Be careful now.
Lennon?
Is that the handle on the truck?
Bye-bye truck.
Thomas, could you pass me some building bricks, please? some more of our grapes. That's right. Now, can I show you something? Poe and Dipsy want to play. Poe and Dipsy are playing. Poe and Dipsy are playing. Dipsy's got a yellow brick in his hand. He's thrown it. Oh, Dipsy. Now you're telling Dipsy off, aren't you? What have you just done to Dipsy? Dipsy's picked up a building brick. He's thrown it. Oh, it's not funny, Thomas. Look, and when Dipsy threw the brick, what did you do? Yes, Dipsy's got a blue brick. And Dipsy's throwing it. No, it's not funny. What should we say to Dipsy? That's right, you're tapping your wrist. Yes.
No.
Yes, Dipsy's got a very, very large brick now. And he's throwing it. Oh, it's not funny, Thomas.
No.
No, it's actually very naughty. It's actually very naughty what Dipsy's doing. Now, Poe. Oh dear, you've fallen over my feet. Now look. Look what would happen. Look what would happen if Poe was sitting there. If Poe was sitting... Well, now you've given me a very, very big blue brick. Listen. If Poe was sitting there next to Mummy and Dipsy has a big blue brick in his hand, he throws it. You're not safe, Missy. All right, then a green brick. And he throws it. And it hits Poe. It's hit Poe. Now Poe's crying. Poor Poe. Why is Poe crying? No, why is Poe crying? Poe is crying because Dipsy threw a brick and it hit her.
Hello?
Yes. So what do you think we should say to Poe? Poe's upset. She's crying. I think we should love Poe and say,
oh.
That's right. Oh, poor Poe. Now give Poe a kiss and a cuddle. Ask her if she's alright.
Oh.
Ask her if she's alright. Ask Poe if she's alright. And what should we say to Dipsy for throwing the brick? Dipsy, that was very naughty because that brick hit Poe and it hurt her. And Poe is now crying. Now Dipsy, say you're sorry to Poe. Poe, I'm sorry. I'd say you'll never do it again. Yes? Now Lola's throwing a brick, is she? Lola's got a blue brick. And she's not thinking what she's doing. She's busy talking away and she just throws a brick. Well, you might think it looks funny, Thomas. But what happened to the brick? What happened to the brick? It hit Mummy on the shoulder. Oh, that hurt Mummy's shoulder. That hurt Mummy's shoulder. So I think I should say to Lala, Lala, that was really naughty. You shouldn't throw bricks. You could hurt somebody. Now, Lala, say you're sorry and promise me you'll never do it again.
No.
What do you think, Thomas? If Poe was to pick up this yellow brick and throw it without thinking, just throw it, and it hit Dipsy. Dipsy's crying. Phipps, he's crying because he's hurt.
Hey.
Now, would it not have been better if Pearl hadn't thrown that brick? Oh, I see. Lola and Dipsy are now in the truck, are they? Lola and Dipsy are now in the truck. Poe is in the truck as well. And are they all going for a ride? Thomas, do you think the Teletubbies should have thrown things at one another?
No.
No, they shouldn't, should they?
No, I don't.
You were actually a very, very good boy this morning when we went out. Because you were very gentle with the two girls, weren't you?
No.
Yes, you were. You were very, very gentle and nice to them.
Oh,
but yeah. Sometimes you do throw things without really thinking.
Ooh.
That's right. You sit in the potty. Good boy. Good boy. Now stay there. That's right. I'll sit here and I'll watch you. You look at Mummy's feet if you want some entertainment while you're sitting there.
Oh, Devil!
All done. No, you haven't. Come on, sit back on here, Thomas. Sit down a few more minutes, please. Why don't you sit back on the potty?
It's your leg. No.
No, that's silly sitting, isn't it? Come and sit here on the potty for a few more moments. Now, you're throwing little building bricks. If that had hit Dipsy, Lala, Poe or Mummy, we'd be crying, wouldn't we?
No.
We would, Thomas. I don't think you should throw things. What are you doing? Hitting the table with the truck? Now that's not a nice thing to do either, is it?
No.
Oh, don't tip all the bricks out, Thomas. It can make a lot of noise. Oh, don't tip the bricks out. The truck's empty now and all the building bricks are on the floor. Why don't you put the three Teletubbies into the truck and take them for a ride?
Baby truck.
Baby's truck, because you're going to get in it yourself, are you? Sit down.
Potty truck.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Please. Me, you should set them to watch. That.
Is Thomas sitting comfortably?
Hold on.
All done. Sitting down game, all done.
Yeah.
Is the sitting down game all done now?
Oh, no.
Thomas, that makes a lot of noise putting the bricks in. Why don't you leave them on the floor in case you need to play with them later?
And then?
Now don't tell me there's a mess, isn't there?
Mess.
What a mess. What a mess. Oh dear. Have you finished with the potty now, Thomas? Have you finished sitting on the potty?
Bubble. I'm a bubble. Soft bubble.
Two footballs. If you finished sitting on the potty, do you think it's time that we got you dressed? Do you think it's time we put some clothes on?
Bubble.
Do you think it's time we put some clothes on, Thomas?
No. But this babies.
That's a lovely piece of bread, isn't it? Is that some bread? More bread. Let's put the changing mat on the table. And we'll get some talcum powder and a nappy. Put your nappy on and then get your dressed.
And there's an idea.
Oh dear. Isn't it nice when it's warm enough in the afternoon for you to run around without putting any clothes on? But I think because it's so near tea time that we ought to get you dressed. What are you doing? Are you holding Poe with a building brick? Now, I saw Poe throw that brick. Now, what do you say to Poe?
No throw.
No throw. No throw, Poe. What do you say to her? Yes. What do you say to Poe? No throwing, Poe. No throwing, Poe.
Hello, Poe.
Yes, Poe's got a yellow brick.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to tell her not to throw it?
No.
Don't throw that brick, Poe.
Oh.
Oh, she didn't throw it, did she? She's learning to be good. You can't go to sleep now. Come on. You cannot go to sleep now. Come on, giddy boy. I'm not putting you down. I'm going to lie on this changing mat. Let's put your vest on.
Yeah.
Let's put the vest on. Let's put the vest on. Come on, let's put the vest on. Thomas, leave the lampshade alone. Now, steady, steady. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Are you banging your legs on the table? Are you kicking?
What's that? Be back.
Come on, put your arms through your sleeves, please. Thomas, sit still now. Come on, when you're on the table, you mustn't mess about. Because you could fall off, couldn't you?
No!
Lie still. Lie still and don't move.
Not me!
Your bottom feels cold. Does Thomas's body feel cold? Let's sprinkle a little bit of talcum powder on. Make you nice and fresh.
No.
No. Make you nice and fresh.
Lemon.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh. Does that make you feel and smell fresh?
No.
It smells nice, doesn't it? Nice white powder. White powder. That's right, nice white powder.
Move.
Just lie still.
Move.
That's right, let's put your nappy on.
Oh, move. That.
Will you please lie still now?
That. Move.
You're being a very good boy with potty training, aren't you?
And that above.
Yes. Oh, nice tail.
That's a bow.
But we're going out now, aren't we?
Oh, bow. Oh, that bow.
Are you talking about Hat and Poe? Is that Dipsy and Poe? Are you talking about when they threw the building bricks at one another? Oh, that was very naughty. What would Daddy have said if he'd seen Poe and Dipsy throwing bricks? He would have said, that's not nice. What would he have said?
No, nice, I better.
What would he have said? What would Daddy have said? Thomas, leave that. No, stop it.
No.
Look, will you sit down, please? Come on, as soon as we get this done, let's do the poppers. One popper, two poppers, three poppers.
Oh, no.
And socks. Let's put some blue socks back on you.
Yellow. And this.
That's the talking pad. Let's put your socks back.
Maybe.
Socks back on. Socks back on. And then let's put... Oh, that's a nice green shirt, isn't it?
Green.
A green shirt. Was this new on Saturday?
New. Blue.
It's green and you wear it with your blue shorts, don't you? Oh gosh, you've got some yoghurt down the front. You had yoghurt at Bethany's house, didn't you?
No.
And you spilt some down your front. There we are. Don't touch the lampshade, Thomas. Don't touch the lampshade. Now will you sit down? Just sit still. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, please. Don't move. Don't move. Thomas, sit still and don't move. Just going to get your shorts. Right, let's put your legs through your shorts. Legs through your shorts. One leg, two legs. Legs. Up you come. Up you come.
Nana, Nana. Nana, Nana. Nana, Nana.
Nana, is that a photograph of Nana? Did you recognise her from the photograph?
Nana.
Oh, that's nice. She'd be really pleased, wouldn't she? What's happened to your shoes, Thomas?
My shoes?
Where's your shoes? Where's your shoes? Thomas, where are your shoes?
Shoes! Where are them?
Where are your shoes? Shoes!
Shoes!
Where are you? I think they might still be in the car. Let's go and have a look.